The militant group, Al-Shabaab, attacked a military base in central Somalia early Thursday. Somali government forces and Ethiopian troops turned back the militants after an attack near Halgan village, according to Somali officials and residents. The African Union force in Somalia said soldiers killed more than 100 Al-Shabaab militants who attacked the base. The base is about 260 kilometers north of Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab's official radio, Andalus, reported different information than Somali officials. Andalus claimed the group killed 43 Ethiopian troops in the attack and destroyed the military base. Residents said a suicide car bomb first exploded outside the main entrance of an Ethiopian base in the village. That was followed by attacks from militants who were heavily armed. The village chairman, Guhad Abdi Warsami, said the militants attacked two times. The main attack was against the Ethiopian base housing section of the African Union's AMISOM force. The second attack centered on a Somali government base. Warsami said troops in both bases fought and forced the militants to retreat. He said militants attempted another attack, but it was also halted. Residents said at least 5 civilians were killed during the battle. During the past year, Al-Shabaab has attacked and overtaken 3 main AMISOM military bases. In the attacks, the group has killed 176 soldiers and civilians from Burundi, Uganda, and Kenya. The AU force has been stationed in Somalia since 2007 to fight Al-Shabaab. The militant group, which has pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda, wants to overthrow the Somali government and turn Somalia into a strict Islamic state. I'm Anne Ball.